Three people are being taken to court by the Tertiary Education Commission for allegedly making false claims about their entitlements to fees-free funding. When applying for fees-free, potential students have to declare that they meet the eligibility criteria, including that they are a citizen or resident who hasn't undertaken full-time tertiary education for more than half a year, either in New Zealand or overseas. The Commission has identified about 400 false statutory declarations from about 45,000 applications and has laid charges against three individuals. Nita Blakeperson spoke to the Commission's monitoring manager, Dean Winter, and asked him what happens once they identify someone has made a false declaration.
We have a graduated response to the false declarations that we do find, and that could be a caution or a warning or a prosecution. So far, everybody has been cautioned. We're working through the warnings. And as you know, the three prosecutions, prosecutions are only in those extreme cases. It's new legislation, and it's something that we're using to let people know that we do take these things seriously.
What constitutes an extreme case?
Usually aggravating factors. For these ones, I don't really want to go into the individual cases. For us to decide on whether to do a prosecution or not, we've got to make sure that it meets a strong evidential threshold. There's some public interest, and those other aggravating factors that will help us to determine whether we would prosecute someone or not.
Are we looking at quite high monetary values for these people?
No, not at all. We've got really good systems in place. So we have identified most of these people before they accessed money. There will be some that are coming up they're looking at that may have accessed some, but again, it's going to be a minimal amount. So we're pretty happy that the systems we have in place are successful enough that they're identifying the declarations prior to people accessing funding.
What are the consequences of these allegations for these people?
Everybody who has submitted a false statutory declaration will be made ineligible, but then we have the graduated approach where they could be cautioned, warned, or in some circumstances, prosecuted.
And what would be the motivation for someone doing this? They're not getting the cash in their pocket, are they?
Well, no, the motivation is that they could potentially access fees-free when they're not eligible.
But just to confirm, that money goes to the tertiary provider?
Yes. So they're accessing free education that they wouldn't otherwise be eligible to do, so the money would go to the tertiary provider.
And when can we expect for these cases to be before the courts?
We're just putting them through the process at the moment, to be honest, so we're waiting for those dates to come up. I would expect it to be in the next month or two.
What exactly are the charges?
It's a new offence under the Education Act, and the offence is making a false representation for the purpose of receiving free tertiary education.
And how were these picked up? What processes are in place?
Well, there's a number of ways that we do it. Again, I don't want to talk about the individual cases, but we do spot checks on eligibility. We question people during the process. People provide us with various pieces of information sometimes. And we also do audits of the processes and people as well.
How disappointed are you that people have gone down this route?
Well, it's always disappointing, of course, if people are trying to access public funding when they're not eligible. But in some ways, we put systems in place because we're always expected there will be a small amount.
Does this raise any issues around the wider fees-free scheme that, it's not foolproof?
Not at all. In fact, it shows that the processes we have in place are successful. We're picking up these people that are submitting the false statutory declarations. We have legislation in place to deal with it, and we're using it.
And that was Nita Blakeperson speaking to the Tertiary Education Commission's monitoring manager, Dean Winter.